Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus today. Come on, worship him. Let's give him all of us. Let's make a declaration today. All or nothing. All of us, Heavenly Father God, we will not allow ourselves to fall subject to things that are not of you. All or nothing. That may not have even been what the song was saying, but that's all the Lord could just keep saying in my spirit. All or nothing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Come on, worship him for a minute. Let's get out of ourselves. Let's allow God to move in and through us today. We're continually talking about the power in us. Come on, let's magnify the power that is on the inside of us today. Come on, let's step into another atmosphere. Let's get into another place. Let's separate from the things that are around us, the things that are guiding us and leading us. But let's step into a place of worship right now. Oh, Heavenly Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We just come before you. We worship you. We cry out holy. We cry out, we love you, Lord. We cry out, have your way today, Lord Jesus. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you. Less of us and more of you is what we want today. So, Lord, we totally submit. We totally come before you, Lord. Willing. Ready. And available for you to move in and through us. Have your way. Come on, everybody on the line today, just profess today. Tell him, have your way. Not like you told him yesterday. Not like you just told him a couple of minutes ago. But in a new energy, a new commitment. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. We submit to this broadcast today that not our will be done, but your will be done. Lord, we profess your word today. We stand on it as truth. Lord, we rely on you, Lord. We depend on you today, Lord Jesus. But most of all, we don't ask you for what you can do for us today, Lord, but we ask, what can we find in your word to make us more like you, to make us more accountable, to make us more responsible, to make us more willing, to make us more disciplined, to follow your instructions? We pray today, Lord, that we follow your instructions. We pray, Lord, that you illuminate our eyes, that as we read your word, it manifests on the inside, in our spirit, that we could see you today as if you're standing before us in the flesh. We want to receive you, Heavenly Father God, in your fullness. We set our minds to think on the things of you. We set our minds on the things that glorify you. We set our minds on the things that please you. So have your way. Move right now. Every circumstance, every sickness, every encouragement, every past reminder, we bind them right now and loose them airway off this family, off this ministry, and any other ministry that is lined up with this ministry, that is in line with God's word. We pray that you are the source of everything we need. We rely on you today. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray, move through me, Lord. Take control completely. I die of flesh right now. I remove anything that would not be pleasing to you. Lord, I set aside anything that may come up later. I set aside anything that may be a troubling time. And I rely on you right now, Lord. I just get out the way. And I say, Lord, have your way. Move. Speak. Teach us. That, Lord, we leave this place not the way we came, but different, changed, rearranged, transformed, renewed by our minds, by renewing our minds. We thank you today. We praise you, and we magnify you, Heavenly Father God, as we continue to worship you. Oh, hallelujah. As we continue to worship you. Hallelujah. Come on, bless his name today. Come on, you got to get out of you right now. Come on, we got to usher in the spirit together. This ain't a one-man show. This ain't a one-woman show. This is a family unified gathering that we're coming together. Come on, worship. Worship in your own space. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Come on. I know it don't feel right right now. I know your boss might have just left your desk, or I know you just might have left work and the troubles of your day are on you, but I tell you to release that burden. Get that yoke off your neck in the name of Jesus, and it's in the worship.
Hallelujah.
Come on. We want different results. Come on. Let's give different action. Let's step up a little higher. I know you're a worshiper, yes, but worship a little harder. Come on. Push yourself. Push yourself. When the words aren't coming naturally, just rely on him to speak. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, have your way today, Lord Jesus. We bow down before you, Lord Jesus. We bow down before you, Heavenly Father God. We say, take control of us. Oh, no, 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 no. We need you, Lord. We need a word from you today, Lord. We need a solution to the answers. Lord, we need revelation knowledge of your word today, Lord, but we know it comes only by our worship.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, we give you extravagant respect.
Jesus.
We give you reverence, Lord. We reverence you today, Lord Jesus. We want to give you respect, Heavenly Father God. We want to come to you with our consciousness. That we're coming alert to you, Lord. We're coming to you alert. Hallelujah. We're coming to you alert today, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
We want to be aware of your move, Lord. We want to see you coming, Lord. We want to know you're here. We want to bask in your presence today, Lord Jesus.
Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get in his presence right now, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you, my God.
But we give you particular attention today, Lord Jesus.
Today, Lord.
So we open up ourselves to you, Lord, and we say we die of everything else. You are our source. You are our everything. For our purpose, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to worship you. Come on, worship. He's worthy.
Lord, help him, Lord.
He is worthy of our praise.
Thankful for worship in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory,
the sacrifice.
Glory.
Come on, you got to give up something. You got to give up something. You got to give up something.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Touch him in a relational way.
Let him
touch you in the spirit today. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let your power and anointing fall on this place right now, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God.
We know that we are here, Lord. We know that you called us. We know we're in position right now to receive you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We love you. 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 We love you.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There's nothing greater than you, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're so sweet, God. You're worthy. You're worthy.
The beginning and the end.
In the name of Jesus, my soul.
We exalt you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord God, we praise you.
Glory to God.
Happy Thanksgiving, Heavenly Father God.
Yes, Lord.
God requires go to another place willingly. God requires that we no longer walk in darkness and without the right information. God is requiring us to get full of his word, that we have complete understanding in everything we need, everything he's called us to do, and everyone that we're called to touch. We've been talking about the power that's in you. See, in worship, we activate the power that works in you. No longer are you expecting God to visitate, but you already know that the power in you habitates. It becomes a part of you that no longer you leave home without it. I think they call it the American Express card. No, we're talking the Jesus Express card. You never leave home without it because no longer are you just looking for him to come and visit. But you have now prepared yourself to have a habitation of the Holy Spirit. God will come where God will reside and God will habitate. It's in the worship. Now, the power of you, the power in you comes from relationship. We talked about in step one that as we relate with God, that the Ephesians 3:20 comes, that it's him, the power that worketh in you, that gives you the ability to do whatever he says you can do. That's when the greater that is in you than the evil in the world activates. That's when you will do greater things than I. That's when the word will activate itself through your obedience to follow instructions. Then we understood that as you know about this relationship in the spirit, remember, God is spirit and those who worship him will worship him what? First, you must worship him in spirit. We must know him personally. We must have a one-on-one relationship to be bonded through commitment, through obedience, through sacrifice. And then as we relate with God one-on-one, we now know that not only are we relating with God for ourselves, but we now learn that you will corridor, you will draw unto you the likenesses of your heart. We said that it is best for us to get in line, but we got to look behind us sometimes and see what's following. So we need to be in a place that we can activate the Spirit of God on the inside. Worship. True worshipers. He's seeking such. Real worship is when we present ourselves with no worry. Real worship is when we come to him and worship him just because. Real worship, true worship, is when we rely on the spiritual connection and not the physical connection. Psalms 95:6 says, come. See, you got to do something. You got to move. You got to activate some stuff. Come, let us worship. Matthew 4:10. Here, watch this. It tells us that only worship God. John 4:23-24, the hour is coming, and now, look how fast the hour came. We were given an instruction that the hour is coming, but the next word tells us now. We have to be prepared to worship him. See, when we are in relationship with him, and as we understand that our actions speak louder than our words and the way we maneuver and the way we act out this walk, it now exemplifies not you any longer, but God. So as the power that's in where? Remember, get him off of you. If that Bible has been on your dashboard and it's got it looks brand new under the Bible and the rest of the car is a little faded, it's time to move around and change from God being on us when we think we see him, and as long as the Bible is there, I'll get to it sometimes. Come on now. I know I'm not the only one. That has allowed the word just to sit there and not be used. See, it's time to now activate it by not having the power on me, but the power in me. Remember when Jesus was tempted? He didn't rely on the power that he could have exploded out of him or relied on power from heaven. He relied on the word of God. He relied on the truth. He was tempted. He could have easily cut down Satan then because he has the power. But to teach us principle, we must rely on certain instructions. And it wouldn't have worked for us to learn if he just would have came and started making new instructions. He followed the Father's instructions, even though it was the Father in the flesh. I can do this or I can do this. He said, no, for it is written. He relied on the word. See, worship is relying on God as truth in the word. See, we met him in spirit. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, you meet him on a personal level and you decrease of self, allowing your will to die and his will to live. When? Right now. Then you now relate to him through truth. Here, this is very simple. Truth is just that. If it's God, it's truth. If it's in his word, it's truth. If it came from him, it's truth. Now, other things that people say came from God, there may be a question, and there may be other books and other things that have been devised and written that we may, that that we have to investigate. But when it comes to the word of God, that each and every one who has confessed with their mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is your personal Savior, the word is truth. It's not just the New Testament. It's not just the Old Testament. See, this is worship. Watch. It is the word of God being truth. Well, is that relevant today? If it's been the truth, yes, it is. That's where we come to now, having the understanding to comprehend this word of God. Oh, yes, Pastor had a good word, but it's your responsibility, it's my responsibility to go and let the word grow me. Let me start to teach the word. I tell you, I started to learn the word. This is when it really changed, and it's been years, 30. But when I started to teach the word and not just hear the word, no, I didn't take over the church. No, I didn't tell the pastor about his lessons. No, but when I got home and I got in my word and I made it personal for me, then when I went out to go play basketball and I could quote a scripture and explain what it meant, do you know I could go back home and I could know all the scriptures became life to me. It didn't put me in a position to make me better than the people who have time and have experience and have been elevated. Let's always stay in order there. You'll never be better than the pastor or the father that was over you.
Come on.
I heard
now,
someone tell me. I heard someone tell me, and I got to testify this. Someone told me, well, they used to be my pastor, but now I'm the pastor. Totally unacceptable, family. It will never happen if they were truly your father or your mother in the ministry. They will always be mommy and daddy. You will never supersede them. You'll never be able to preach them. Yes, you'll be able to share with them. And yes, the new things that God made work through you will be a testimony for them, but you will never. Come on, let's get in agreement right now. You will never father the father. You will never mother the mother.
Yes, yes.
Now, family, we got to keep it real here. We got to keep it real, so real that we are in order, following instructions. But I can never go to my mentor and mentor him. He'll always be my mentor. I will always submit to him as my mentor. Bottom line, no options. Come on, do it. See, some of those are some of the things we got to get out of the way. We think we get elevated. We don't. What we do is we get brought to a position where now it relies on us to do what he told you to do. Yes, we bless the man and the woman of God that has nurtured and grown us. We respect them and honor them. But now comes the time when it's time for you to do what you've been called to do. But never can you ever outdo what God has already started. That was a free one. That was the Holy Spirit coming. I just was obedient. But in this relationship, in this positioning, in this knowing that for me to now maintain, remember the birthrights, confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, trust that God is the source of everything. See, for us to remain the strength of that source, it doesn't come from Union 76 or Valero or Shell or Chevron. It comes from this relationship of you and the Holy Spirit with God through worship. Worship is the energizer that goes inside the energizer bunny. Worship is that brings clarity. Worship is that brings order. Worship is that can only be honored by God. I can't worship pastor and think God is going to be glorified. I can't worship my car and believe God is going to be glorified. Because watch this. Now, this is a free one. This is a free one here. We serve a God that the Bible tells me is a jealous God. Now, if I look at jealousy and I say, well, jealousy means, this is what the dictionary says. Jealousy means that to be jealous means you're intolerant of rivalry. You're intolerant of unfaithfulness. And it also says that to be jealous means that you're hostile towards rivalry. Now, come on, let's go back in the day. I know that boy and that girl was cute to you. But when someone came and made you jealous, you were willing to do whatever it was in a rivalry state to win that person over. God is not going to try to win us over. See, God requires that we give him our all. He is intolerable of rivalry. If it's something that's going to take your attention away, God is not pleased. He's intolerable of rivalry. If it's something that's going to make you unfaithful, that's not him. And it won't, and see, that doesn't make sense because if it's going to be faithful, it's going to be God. So if it's something that will make you unfaithful to him, I guarantee you, God is not happy because he is intolerable. Intolerable means that I ain't having it. I ain't going for that. You ain't finna do me that way. Totally, that's what we call it in P2P. T-U, totally unacceptable. God, now, if you were hostile towards a rivalry, can you imagine how God is hostile to anything that would even present itself as rivalry. That's why it says darkness cannot be part of light. That's why it says that darkness cannot comprehend light. That's why it says that we are children of light and that we should not, woo, Jesus, that we should not allow darkness into our lives. We have to set a standard that God is such a jealous God. He is vigilant in guarding his possessions. When you do what God has called you to do, obey God as he's instructed you to be, God will guard you because you now become a possession of his, a possession because he is the vine. You are the branch. You get no nourishment unless you're connected. See the principle in the word? And if you're connected to God, it says that you will now produce a little fruit. No, that maybe somebody's Bible says that. But my Bible says that you will now produce much fruit. But we must erase any rivalry to God. If it's in your house right now and it's a rivalry to God, yeah, you might can't kick them out today. And I'm just keeping it real. But you must start to activate and make some things happen to get them their own space because your space is supposed to be in honor for God. You hear me talk about it all the time. I protect my garden. I work on the hedge of protection around and about me. I am in charge. Woo, Jesus. See, it's my responsibility to who I let in. So I have to be responsible for the outcome of what they do while they're in. So I can't blame it on her or him or them or this. I have to be responsible. If I let you in and you do bad, it's not your fault. I'm not going to be – you're. It's my fault. Now, if you have a problem in your place and in your garden, how you protect your – that's you and your thing. But if I let you in mine and come destroy and wreck it and bring chaos and havoc, I'm the one that's going to be held responsible for it. So as I step up and I say, you know what, my mind and my thinking and my relationship and my acceptance of the power in me puts me in a soldier warrior position. Yes, yes, you're a female. Yes, I'm a male. Yes, you're a male. Yes, you're a kid. Yeah, guess what? It says we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means it puts us all in the same category. We can all do what Christ said we could do. It takes activation. So as we now, watch this, as we now become the gardener of our gardens. See, most people want to get a landscaper. Yeah, it's good for your lawn down here. But on your garden, you must have your own, you must learn how to landscape your own garden. And understand that what you put in there will come out. Whatever you give your, remember we said this last week, whatever you give your attention to, hands down, that spirit will come to live inside of you. If you watch enough of Jerry Springer, you will have a drama just like Jerry Springer. Every time somebody do something to you, you want to throw a cup of water or slap them. If you watch enough of, Scandal. I use this one all the time. You watch enough Scandal and you start having problems in your marriage or in your relationship with people, and you better watch what you're giving your attention to. See, as the protector of my garden, of my hedge, I now make sure that there's no hostility, that there's no rivalry. You know the spirit by the spirit. I let you in because I know your spirit is going to uplift as much or more than mine. But how do I know that? I got to spend time with you. I got to learn you. But I can't just let you in my garden that I know is under the anointing until God has revealed that you're ready. You're ready for your garden any day, but my garden. Now, that I know that sounds a little, God, you won't let me in. No, I won't. Because it's my responsibility, because when it falls down, I have to answer to it. And I'm tired of it falling down and have to be rebuilt back up. Aren't you? I'm tired of having to redo this and reformulate that and let the old things pass away so the old things can come new again. I'm ready to stay in line with him and allow him to work right now. When? Right now. Yes, not tomorrow. Right now. I have to see it now to receive it now. I got to speak it now to believe it now. I got to do it now to have it now. See, it relies on you, family, me, family, on how we activate this word of God. So in worship with God, worship is how we connect up to the fuel tank of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, Jesus. And as we worship him, as the praises go up, stop looking for dollars and gold and silver and diamonds to fall down and understand that as the praises go up, see, it's a new mindset. It's a different way of thinking. Is being transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. See, if you renew your mind, it means you think new. And you don't just get a new thought. You keep getting new thoughts that confirm the word of God, renewing over and over. So as we connect through worship, worship is where we get our energy. Worship is where we get built up in the spirit. See, the flesh is weak. But the spirit is strong when you worship. Ooh, Jesus. Is reverence offered to a divine being? Divine being. That's the dictionary. Reverence. Reverence means that you give it. You just, if there's nothing that can distract you. There's nothing that could take you away. There's nothing that can pull you out of your worship.
Oh.
Because you give reverence and you offer it to a divine being. No, not the big house. Oh, no. Not the big car. Not the airplane. Not the this. Not the that. Not the this. No, but to the divine. Only thing, now watch this. This is the truth. Now watch this.
Ah, glory.
The truth is that my divine being, it ain't a greater power or higher power. It's the only power. Now, see, that is making a decision. That is walking in choice. You cannot tell me that he is not the greatest thing ever in this ever, in anything and ever, in anything and ever. I can't be convinced. I can't be swayed. Because my reverence, I offer it to my, the only, yours. Yes, yeah, they call him this, they call him that, but I'm telling you, this is the truth right here, that we only serve one God. They may do and do all that and call him this and don't want to give him the acceptance of who he is, but they can sugarcoat it all they want to. The God that we serve is the God of this whole system.
Come on now.
He created everything. He is in control of everything. He is the source, family, of everything. Let's just keep it real. Now, that is my mindset. That is the truth to me. They can preach about this. They can say this. They can construe this, and they can mishandle this. But my truth is this, that God is the source of everything. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to debate with you. I'll show you in the Word the truth. But I'm not going to get into some big-time argument over trying to convince me or to convince you, because I'm going to let you know right off the bat. The truth is this. There is no other. He is the first, the last, the beginning and the end. He is the great I am. See, that mindset, we got to walk in that mindset. See, that's reverence offered to the divine same source of everything. Extravagant respect. Not only extravagant respect, family, but extravagant devotion offered to the divine source of our everything. Watch this, respect. This is what Webster says. Respect is the act of giving particular attention. See, when you respect me, you'll give me your attention. But if you're not giving them your particular attention, I don't care if it's a room full of people, if you're not giving your particular respect to someone who you're supposed to, you are disrespecting them. Respect, the act of giving particular attention. Okay, attention. Watch this. Attention. Attention is just the readiness to attend. It's selective narrowing of my focus. See, when I give you my attention, I block out everything else. Nothing else matters. Not even my peripheral vision. Not even the distractions behind me. Not even my kids running crazy. Not even my bad day at work. I'm going to give you, God, my attention. He's requiring this stuff from us, family. He's requiring respect, honor, approval, zeal, loyalty, dedication, but dedication pertaining only to God. Attention. That means that we have to activate our observation. We have to pay attention and notice God and know that we can see him not in the flesh but in the spirit. You must be able to see him on the inside, to be able to believe him on the inside, to be able to activate him on the outside. We must become receptive to every word. We must become conscious. Watch this. Conscious is to be aware within yourself. When you're conscious with God, you're not worried about the people on the outside. They're doing it with me right now. You're not worried about the circumstances. You're paying particular attention to him, and you're putting everything else to the side, because the word says cast some of your cares and worries on the Lord. No, it says cast all. To be conscious says to be aware within yourself. Well, to be aware means that you're conscious, alert, awake, having knowledge of worship being the source, being the re-energizer of my Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside, that I'm willing and available and powered and have the power to withstand. Now watch this. We're talking about the power in us. I want to take you back to a story of the power just in front of us. Remember the story of Moses? Moses was a young man when he climbed that mountain. Moses didn't need a cane. Moses ran probably half the way. He was a young, vibrant man. He was excited to go to this call, to this voice that he had heard. Remember when he got to the top of the mountain? There was a what? There was a burning bush that represented the Holy Spirit, God. It was the tangible connection. This experience of not only being in the presence of God, but walking on holy ground. Now watch this. All these things that happened to Brother Moses happened on the outside of him. When Moses completed his encounter with God, he was no longer the young man he was anymore. His hair had changed color. The hump had began in his back. These big tablets that he had to carry that he probably could have strapped on his back on the way up and ran now had to be maneuvered down the mountain and maneuvered to such an extent that he had to get a walking cane to help him. Now watch this. This is the power that was on him, around him. We have the ability to have the same power in us now. And we wonder why we get so tired. We wonder why that people have to help us away from the pulpit. We wonder why we need an armor bearer. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not knocking that. I do believe that there's calls and there's people put in positions for those type of things. But watch this. I'm talking about the leaders and us people as the mindset. See, we can't think we need help. We got to know we don't. We can't think we need to rely on you to do this, this, and this because we know we can do it. Now, when God sends the helpmates, we receive it and we allow it through order to come. But see, we can't begin to rely on those things because we get away from the power and the source that's in us. Now, watch this. If this same power that works in me could take a man who was a young man and now make him an old man, what do you think it's going to do to you if it's in you? We have to be so ready, family. We have to be so positioned, family. We have to be so worked up that our flesh can keep up with the spirit, that we can be more than conquerors and not just conquerors. So as we get the power in us, we understand worship is the key for us to stay, to us to withstand. But watch this. We also got to work on this physical body too. Because I want to still look as vibrant as the spirit is in me. When the spirit tells me to leap, I want to be able to leap. When it tells me to jump, I want to be able to jump. Yes, I understand. It's called entropy. Entropy is that anything that leaves its source. Look it up in the dictionary or in the encyclopedia. Entropy, E-N-T-R-O-P-Y. Entropy is called the state of decay, that anything leaves its natural source. When you leave your mama's womb, your body, day one, is in decay. What happens? You get one, then two, then three, then five, then 80, then 90. See, that body is going to be in decay. It's automatic. Nothing you can do to stop it. There's no surgeries. There's no fountain of youth. There's nothing that you can do about it. That body is in decay. But what we do to maintain the body will help us to exceed natural, what the natural says, or you'll live to 60, 70. No. We can do things in our flesh to make us. We can eat better. See, this isn't just all about praying. We can pray. We can walk more. We could take the bus, and that means you got to walk too. So we can do things that will make us more energetic. We can get out of the box. Remember, I told you a couple weeks ago, it is so easy for us to go out and make disciples. We got a car to get there. We don't even have to go. We really don't even have to leave. We got the internet. Look what we're doing right now. All of us are in the comfort of something, and we're talking about the Word of God. We should have this line should be locked up with no available openings. However many calls are allowed on there, it should be blown out because this line should be at the capacity. I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit is saying. This line and what it's producing should already be at the top package with unlimited callers. ready to go to another level, to a TV station or something else. But because we get so comfortable in the things that we have, we don't want to share them. But ministry for us is so, it's so available to give away. So, easy to share. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just text somebody. All you got to do is give them a call and say, hey, listen to this today, man. This is some good word. This is some life-changing stuff. You won't be the same. But we get so comfortable with what we have, where we've made it, how far we've gotten, that we forget about those that we leave behind. Enough is enough. Today is the day for change. Today is the day that we understand that this relationship with God must go to a different level, that I can't just keep relying on the power that's in me. I gotta energize his power. I have to give him back what he has always desired, worship.
Jesus.
We must, watch this, give him praise. Praise is to express approval. When you praise, you approve that whatever you're doing, God, I'm with it. You're not praising to say thank you for this. Because what do we have to thank him for? God is the source of everything. All we got to do is praise him that Lord, whatever you do, we in agreement.
All right.
We express his approval for whatever you say. We just say yes and amen. See, praise means that you bring glory to him. See, that's without expectations. That's without things hanging on the wall. That is just saying we glorify you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Why are you praising him? I don't know. I just love him so much.
Mm.
To exalt him. See, now, next step, once you praise, you must exalt. To exalt means you raise in honor. When you raise something in honor, remember when you had that first baby, you raise it up in the air? You want everybody to see, I got a son, I have a daughter. We have to exalt God so much in our lives that we put him up so high that he's exalted. We give him honor. When you give God honor in everything you do, people will notice. Then once you exalt him, you got to show thanksgiving. See, thanksgiving is when you start to express it. Woo, Jesus. That's when you start to let the gratitude of Jesus be all over your face. Then you step from thanksgiving into sincerity. See, sincerity means you come to him honest because you just fall right and rely nothing but the truth. What they say, the truth shall what? Set you free. Then, when you glorify God, it's distinguished, family, that he's exalted, that we rejoice even in tribulations. That's why it was so easy for the apostles to go through and worship and rejoice, not after, watch this, not after the whoopings, the beatings, the persecution, but during. Not before, not in trial, not afterward, after the condemnation. They were able to worship him and rejoice in him as the rocks were flying, as the whips were whipping. They just all they could do is exalt him. That's worship. That's saying that I will walk in triumph, not for me, but for you. Now here's a couple of steps I want to share with you today. How do I bond with God? Well, here, I got a couple of steps for you that will bring us in order. I use them as much as I can because, remember, you never graduate. Everything you learn through the principles of God must be repeated, 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 repeated. You must become the master of God's systems. Step one, it comes through sacrifice, that we practice sacrificial offering. That we give phenomenal gifts of praise, that we sacrifice time, monies, effort. Believe me, family, in this relationship with God, it's going to cost you something. If anybody ever told you that this was a free ride just to get saved, And that to be a minister and to be a bishop and any of the fivefold to do the things of God, that it was an easy road. Well, I'm here to I got to dispute that today. This road is not easy.
Not easy.
This road will cost you a lot.
Oh.
It will not. It will not come free. It requires, number one, sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Number two.
I like that.
Number two, after sacrifice, it has to become relational.
Oh.
It must become relational. Relational means is that you bring it into a bonding, that you now relate with him. You now understand him. You now spend so much time with God that there's no questions anymore. There's no doubt anymore. There's no worry anymore. See, when you get relational with God, it's that you bring it, it's received, because you bring it in a relational form. You lie it down before it's laid down for you. See, relational is you love somebody more than they love you.
Come on now.
That you're willing to give up, you're willing to give up the front seat. You're willing to walk in the rain and give them the umbrella. You're willing to sit down and let them preach. You're willing to be quiet. See, that's love when we can be quiet. You're willing to be quiet just to let them shine.
Relational.
See, that's relational. That's when it makes a difference to see somebody else happy. See, and when God becomes happy, that means that through relational bonding with him, I give him my all because I want him to be happy. I want him to smile. I'm not worried about my smiles no more. And the Bible says, if you desire to follow me, take up your cross daily. Here's a news flash for you. Everybody been thinking that taking up your cross and just putting it over your shoulder and carrying it around? I beg to differ. I believe that taking up my cross daily means I got to get on the cross daily. I have to die for something, and it must be for him. I must allow myself to die on the cross daily so I can follow him. I desire to follow him. What does it take? It takes sacrifice. It takes relationship. Now watch this, number three, after you have now sacrificed and now you have made it relational, it now must become perceptionable. You must be able to start to see God's word come to life. It must now become a mental impression for you, for me. It must be like the writing, oh Jesus, that's on the wall. No longer does it look like T-A-B-L-E, but you see the table. If I said, remember, we some of us have done this exercise. If I said to you, chair, you don't see the word C-H-A-I-R. You see the chair.
Yeah.
God's word must become perceptionable, family. We cannot no longer live with just letter, because the letter killeth and the spirit gives life. There's no in-between. Remember, I told you last week, there's a versus between everything. Because if the letter kills, versus giving life. There's no in-between, some sometimes, some maybes, some I wish I could have, would have. There's only decision time to either live or to die. See, it must become perceptional. Some of us ain't worried about going to hell because we ain't even looked to see what it looks like.
All right.
Some of us can't even accept the fact that we're going to make it to heaven because we can't see heaven on the inside. It must become perceptional. Number four, it must become material. Once you can see it, you can do it. Once you can write it, see it, do it. Deuteronomy 28:1, hear it, see it, do it. When? Now. Hear it, see it, do it. When? Now. See, you must take the, you must follow instructions. Hear it first. Get in the spirit, relational. Let it, see it perceptional, not on the outside. You can't paint it. You can't take a picture of it. You must let this word transform into perception. And once you can see it, family, believe me, you can do it. Because you know why? It's not your will being done, but it's his will being done. Because you went through the process of following instructions and letting his word become life to you. That now, See, if I would have did that on my own, I'd have put that over there. That's where you made the mistake. Oh, if I would have done it a week ahead of time, I would have missed that. See, that's why he said, slow down. Go through the process. Follow what? Instructions. So once it's sacrificial, relational, perceptionable, and now it's material, watch what happens. Because you have activated the process, activated the system, have went through following instructions. Now comes the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
You teaching heavy today, man. Please.
Ha! That renewal. Now watch this. Watch this. That renewal will come not by what you did, but what you didn't do. It won't come by your designs or your contraptions. It will go and come by your obedience to follow instructions that I must sacrifice. If it ain't costing me something, I better, if it's not costing me something that I know is going to bring glory to God, I better question what I'm doing. If it's not going to design a relational bond with me and God, then I might not need that in my life. No. Let's get real. I do not need that in my life. If I can't see it on the inside, I know I ain't going to do it because I don't understand it. And if I can't see how God wanted me to do it on the inside, never go out and buy it, never go try to make it, never go try to design it, because it's not in line with his will. It's not led by the power and the anointing that comes from where? From him. By what? By worship. By what? Him in you, not on you. By me bonding, by me relating, by me sacrificing. Greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world. Only when I believe it. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Only when you believe it. No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper. Only when you believe it. Only when you see it. See, these words that these scriptures, these things that we've been taught to say, they must be at least seen into perception that you can now do it on the outside. Remember? Step one, godly. Then you can feel godly. Then you can do godly, which will return in you thinking on these things. Thinking on these things that are what? Honest, true, pure. Finally, my brethren, whatever things, that is whatever you're thinking about, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Cut and dry. If it's not in that category, as the, now watch this, as the head, as the gardener of your garden, the protector of your hedge around and about you, it's cut and dry. If it's not thinking on these things that the word tells us about, then you're thinking on the wrong thing. Get rid of it. Stop it today. Once you bind it, it's bound. Once you loose it, it's loosed. Once you give it to God, cast on. See, now is when you can put that hand out there. That's when you, every time it come up, you got to remind yourself, get out the way. That ain't mine no more. See, that's the reminders of the swish. The swish is just telling me and reminding me that I already gave it to God. Why I keep trying to take it back? And that's what most of our faults are, is that we give it to God, but when it starts to look good again, once it starts to, like we can now manage it now, once it looks like it used to look, we want to take it back over, and it don't take a day, and it's all gone because we didn't follow instructions. We didn't allow God to be God. If you cast it on him, if he says put it in his hand and let it go, put it in his hand and let it go, because my responsibility is relationship with him. Nothing else. Nothing else. No. I know. No. Relationship with him. That's all that matters. He's the source of everything, because when you relate with God, when I relate with God, everything else comes. Come on, somebody. I know, guaranteed, I'm not the only one that could testify. When I got out of the way, things went so good. God was glorified. Everybody was fed. It wasn't even enough food. Everybody was happy. It wasn't even enough clothes. Everybody got a sock or a shirt. It wasn't enough water. Everybody got a water because I got out of the way. But as long as I'm running to the store, sending people to get this, sending people still at the end of the line talking about, man, I didn't get one. But when I got out the way, it said, whoosh. My job is to relate with God, and by relating with God, I got to relate with people through love, through true things, through noble things, through just things, through pure things, through lovely things, through anything of good report. If it got a good report, I want to talk to you. But if it don't, take it somewhere else. That's the, see, that's being master. That's being in control. That's being in position to be the head and not the tail. See, the head is the one that says, well, you know what? No, I can't let you in. I love you, yes, but for what is in here? Let me lock the door. I can come out. I want to fellowship with you, but I cannot let you in here because I'm the head of this. And if it falls on me. If I fail in God, it falls on me, not you. I can't blame the devil. It's not the devil's fault. The devil only has opportunity to give us choice. He can't make you do it. Not the Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. No, he did not. He just give you another option to follow his instructions, which will always lead to chaos, which will always lead to death, which will always lead to pain. But when we follow, Jesus, when we follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit, that come directly from God through my relational bond with him, through my sacrifice, through my perception, to now the things that I can see become things of God, not things I put together. And we rely on him as the source. He must be the source of everything. There's no more time. There's no more idleness. There's no more second chances. Now, look, watch this. I'm not the ruler, or can I tell you how many chances you're going to get. But if your mindset is not that this is the last chance and you can't make no more mistakes, making excuses. We'll keep praying and hoping and wishing. Enough is enough. If we really are truth about this, if we took a survey today, family, of how many people that call themselves Christian really embrace this Jesus, God, Bible mentality as truth. How many will really lay their lives down for this truth? The numbers would be astronomically down. Because for us to believe God as truth means we operate in victory. We walk in confidence. We have courage. We have hope. We have faith. We have trust. We have belief in God as the source, hands down, nothing else. I don't know about you, but I went higher today. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go higher in the next 5 seconds. When? See, it's a constant go up. It's a constant movement to another level. Am I any better than you? No. Does he honor me any better than you? No. Actually, he honors us all. He loves us all. We're all the same. That's why he said if anyone is in Christ Jesus, we all have the same opportunity. I've shared this before too. None shall be forsaken that will trust and follow him, that will rely totally, totally on him. He is the source of everything we need. Today is the day that you choose that he is your source. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Heavenly Father God, that, Lord, you have touched us through your word. I bless you personally, Lord, because you bless me. You have given me revelation knowledge, over revelation knowledge, and you continue to bless me through your word. I thank you for that today, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is on this line that was here now, that have dropped off and had to go, and those just that are being touched through speaker, through archive. Lord, we pray that this message is effective.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray that we are not going to be the same when we leave. We declare today that we will activate our faith in you. We will walk healed. We will walk redeemed. We will walk restored. We claim it and expect it that it's already done. We are in agreement here, Heavenly Father God. All nine callers, 10, 11, chat room, and everybody else, we are in agreement right now that we will not leave here the same. We want more of you. But we know it requires more of us. So, Lord, have your way. Continue to hold us accountable to your instructions. We thank you today. We bless you today. We praise you today, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Hamilton. God bless you. I'm a little tired in my body today, so I need much, much prayer. Need a lot of prayer today, so I'm going to ask you all to continue to pray. We still have about 8 or 9 callers on the line, so we're going to get to you. So glad to see Mother Cannon on the line. Amen. And we're going to go straight to Mother Cannon and see if she have a word. I tell you, I don't even know how I'm a I know there's a God somewhere. You know, when you're trying to function on 3 or 4 hours of sleep and you still have so much, much, much more to do. Hallelujah. But I was determined I was going to be at this switchboard today some way and somehow, and God has made it happen. Amen. So remember Sister Ruby in your prayers, and, of course, remember me. I'm leaving in the morning and then going down to be in the ongoing service of Evangelist Earlene Cummins. Continue to pray for that family, the Cummins family, and also the Clopton family, and for Bishop Singleton and Greater Bethlehem Temple Church in Englewood. Amen. Pray for me as I travel over the dangerous highways. Amen. I'm going to go to Mother Cannon. God bless you, Mother, if you're able to talk. God bless you.
I would just like to say praise the Lord to everybody. I've enjoyed what I heard today, and may God bless the pastor continuously. And I just love the Lord, and I love his word, and I love him because he's so good to us. And I love you, Adrian Bernard. So God bless you. I'm praying for you, and I'll talk to you later. God bless you all. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless you, too. We love you. We love you, too.
All right.
Amen. That's Mother Cannon out of Lansing, Michigan. God bless you, Mother. I love Mother. Mother make me feel like I'm like 20 years old, and that's the kind of energy, amen, that exuberates from her. So I just bless the Lord. Thank God for Mother. Mother Charity, she invited Mother on the line, and Mother is with us every day we're on this line. You know, I was thinking this morning, you know, and I did a post, how God is going to reward us for our faithfulness. You can't be faithful to God's word, and you can't be faithful to living for the Lord, and God don't open up doors for you and make ways for you and just bless you in ways you can't even imagine. So I thank God for God's faithfulness. Amen. Mother, God bless you. Mother Charity. Okay. Mother might have a phone on mute. Amen. We're going to Prophetess Darlene, and then we see another caller with an 832 area code. I think I went to you earlier, couldn't get a response, but we'll come back to you. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene, another faithful one. God bless you, Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I just truly give honor to God on this afternoon. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to say everything in place, but I'm just ready to go help my mama Shana to give him some praise. But I'm just going to try to do things, you know, hallelujah. But if I can't finish, y'all just move on to the next call, hallelujah, because I'm going to have to dance up in here. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I give honor to the Most High God. I give honor to Pastor Bernard. I just thank God for this ministry, New Destiny Ministry, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. Yesterday was trying to be confusion. I was praying on the line. I was praying and interceding. You know, when the word came forth, power with power, the enemy tried to come up and still trying to stir up. But it's all right, because it lets me know that God is moving on this line. Because, see, everything was smooth. Then I said, I'm on the wrong line, because you called me to intercede in season and out of season. So when it was stirring up, hallelujah, I got my sword and had y'all back. Hallelujah. Because this line is ordained and called by God. And hallelujah, I've been a statement sometimes. But I'm coming in the power and authority of Jesus. Hallelujah. So low, but hallelujah, I thank God for this line. I thank God for the anointing that rained on this line. And I thank God for coming on time on today. Hallelujah, because the worship was sweet. Hallelujah. It gave me some power. It gave me some strength. It gave me some encouragement. Hallelujah. And it gave me a refill. You know, I came to the gas station on today. Hallelujah. When you do ministry, sometimes you got to stop by the gas station, spiritual gas station, and fill up. So I was filled up. Hallelujah. Today, I thank God. I thank God every Friday. I look forward to it, being provoked. I thank God. But this Friday, I got to tell you, you preached and teach the word. I got to tell you, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. I thank God for the nuggets that you throw out, the free. When you say free, some people don't catch it, but I catch it. Hallelujah. And I receive it. So I thank God for the word that you gave out. And I went to another place. I'm going to say level, dimension on today, just by your word. So I thank God for I can't wait until you get married. You're going to be helping people with marriage ministry. You and your wife are going to be ministering to people. So I thank God for how God is using you, but I'm looking forward to the greater works that you want to do. So I just want to encourage you on today. Continue to stay focused. Continue to stay in the Lord. Continue to teach. And many men are going to come under your ministry. So I thank God for you. And I pass the banana. I'm praying your strength. I love you. Be encouraged. And you know what? Like I said, ain't nobody mad but the devil. Y'all got the victory.
Come on now.
God bless you all. Have a blessed weekend. Stay encouraged. Stay in the word. Stay in the will of God. Listen to the word. Be obedient to the word. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory, Jesus.
Oh, I bless you. I know. And that's the whole thing. I had so much going on yesterday. Oh, Lord. Do you know, I was in the tire place having my tires checked, talking to somebody. So one of the customers got mad because I was on my cell phone and said something to me, and God knows I did say something back. But, you know, before I could leave the tire place, I had to go to that lady and apologize and ask her for forgiveness.
Ooh, Jesus.
And she said, I knew you was a Christian. She said, I was going through some things, and I just couldn't hear, and da-da-da-da-da. But anyway, I would not leave from off those grounds without asking that lady for forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Get off of my cell phone, and I'm disturbing her. I'm like, what? Please. So you know how we do. Y'all know how we
yes,
do.
Yes, I do. You ain't by yourself.
No, she's
you are not by yourself.
I'm in here trying to get a service just like you. But after I did go on outside, and after I thought about it, I said, now, Lord, you know I was wrong, because all I had to do is not even answer the lady and step outside. But, you know, I just flashed, and that was right after I got off the broadcast yesterday. So the enemy was waiting on me. He was waiting on to test me, say, you know, after all them blessings that went forward for you from Prophetess Harrison yesterday, and, you know, that word went forward to trust God and keep it moving, and then you going to get the organ with somebody in a public place?
Ooh, come on now.
But I got the victory because I went back and hugged that lady and asked her for forgiveness. I may not ever see her, but she'll remember that, guess what, I came back and said forgive me. And that's what we have to do, people of God. When we're wrong,
Don't just take the stance that, oh, I ain't did nothing, I ain't a problem. The Bible says if your brother comes to you 70 times, seven times, that's 490.
Right.
We won't that's even let a sucker see you three times because we hold grudges. And we have an unforgiving spirit, and I say that. And whoever on the line, take it back. It don't matter because I ain't scared of nobody. Okay, I'm almost 60
Come on
years
now.
Old. I've been grown a long time, and I've been on my own a long time. But I'm giving God the glory because God has preserved me. If we act
Hallelujah.
In flesh, if we act in flesh, take control, we'll hurt somebody. We'll hurt somebody.
Jesus.
And what? God will not be pleased with our life. So God don't want, he said our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty.
Come on now.
Are
you preaching now?
We have to pull out these strongholds. We can't go to bed angry. We can't go to bed mad with our brothers and sisters. If you talk to them, the Bible says, if you know they got a heart against you, go to them. And if they don't receive you, bring a witness with you. We won't even do that. We won't get saved.
That's right.
I think we
Come
like confusion and chaos. But God said, I don't dwell in the midst of confusion. And where
no,
there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. And I have
That's
the sweat
right.
and the
That's
cruise.
Right.
I'm not making a sacrifice, Mother Charity, and destiny to come on this line for God to be displeased with my life. I'm not making a sacrifice. I've been on this line 27 months, and I'm saying I, but I'm boasting in God. Because he gave me the strength to get up here Monday through Friday. Sometimes I don't see a soul. I come on this line on holidays, Christmas, Easter. I don't care when it is. I'll come on here and just read a scripture. I don't bother nobody. But this is my assignment, and I take it very seriously. And I don't mean to offend nobody. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But we have to do things in decency and in order. When
That's
we
right.
are out of order and somebody correct you, don't nobody want to be embarrassed and corrected openly. But sometimes it's necessary, but not on this line. I wouldn't embarrass anybody on this line. This is my livelihood. This is what I do. I don't get paid to do this. I do it because God put it in my spirit to do it. I have a love for the saints of God. I have a love for God's people. I call every human being on the face of this earth a child of God. They may not be saved, but still God created them. So they're God's children until they come to the knowledge and walk over and give their life to God. We still have to respect them. We can't look at them down on people because they're not saved.
That's
Jesus
right.
said,
no, you
I
can't.
Did not come for those that are already well.
Oh, glory to God. I feel good today, Lord.
I feel so good yesterday. I came for those that are sick. Now, guess what? If you're well, then you should be out there looking for a soul, not well. You should be looking for somebody for God to heal. Not for you to get no glory. I did this and I did. It ain't about you.
That's right.
It's about
That's
soul.
Right.
Hallelujah. And I really didn't want to say nothing, but I was led to say that today. I love everybody on this line. I try not to have respect to persons because respect to persons is sin.
That's
it's
right.
It's sin, Pastor Hamilton. When
yes,
we have respect to persons, and we say to the bum on the street, you ain't no good. And to the person got on Michael Kors, you come on up here with me. That's respect the person. Okay?
Come on now.
So I'm on this line to praise God, to magnify God, to lift the name of Jesus. No other thing. I don't come in here on this line begging nobody to sow no seed. If the Lord touch our heart, the a monetary donation, I bless the Lord for you. But that's not my mission. That's not my objective. My objective is to reach souls. That's it.
Jesus. That's it. Hallelujah.
If you can touch somebody and they can go in the archives, Pastor Hamilton, is already doing a little trial run on Blog Talk Radio. He can tell we get more people going to the archives and listen to these messages than those that come on live, those that listen on the internet live. We are reaching souls. When we come on this live, we have to take it serious. Somebody's listening to us, and we have prophets and prophetess come on this line, and everybody that got have the Holy Ghost have a discernment. You can discern and pick up people's spirits. And when their spirits is not right, they guess what? I don't have to be angry with them. But God said, I am angry with the wicked every day.
Every day.
Jesus.
I rest my case. I'm saying, hey, and I ain't backing up on nothing I'm saying, because like I said, I'm not scared of nobody. I'm 59 years old.
Come
Hallelujah.
On now.
My mother had
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the church. But I wavered and did what I wanted to do. But 30 years ago, the Lord had mercy upon me, and he pulled me out of a horrible pit, and he saved me. You don't have to ever call me pastor or overseer or evangelist. I'm just so thankful to be a sister in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Sister, but Lord, that's good enough for me. Because one day, 30 years ago, I wasn't even a sister. I was a wretch. Mm-hmm. I was nasty, ugly, and ungodly.
You preach it.
God had mercy upon me. So if you call me sister, Lord, I'm not going to
get angry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
I'm going to area code 713. They say I talk too much, but I talk when I'm led of God.
No, let him use you.
Amen.
No, let him use you. Hallelujah.
Testimony to you all that I went through, and I wanted to argue with that woman on the stove because I got indignant for you to tell me to step outside, quit talking on my phone. I got angry with that lady, but I went back. The Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath.
Down on your wrath.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
That's what it
says. Am I right, Mother Tanner? Am I quoting it right? Don't let the sun go down. So I left the fireplace, because I got to go on the road. I don't want God to remove his protective angel, and I have to travel 2,000 miles. Huh? I had to get that off of me. I said, now, I'm devil, you ain't getting no glory. I said, ma'am,
amen.
I apologize.
Amen.
When you forgive me, that didn't take nothing.
That's right, that's right.
But guess what? It added something. So now God said, well, guess what, daughter? You ain't got nothing to worry about. I like what you
That's
did.
That's right.
You didn't
God
get the devil's victory. Oh, hallelujah.
I love you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Your line is open. 1710 is the last four of your number. Can you greet us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
God bless you. Yes.
Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hi, my name is Tracy, and this is my first time tuning into your show live. I'm one of the ones who go and listen to the archives, and I've been blessed by it. But I just want to say,
whatever you're calling from.
I'm in Houston, and I called earlier.
Here with Dr. Hamilton.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I called earlier. I was the one with the 832, but I was on the freeway and I couldn't get to you. You were calling out to me, but I couldn't get to you. So I just pulled over, came to work just so I could call in because the worship, y'all about to make me have a wreck on the freeway with the worship. I wanted to just close my eyes and just worship. It was just so powerful, and I'm like, Lord, have mercy. This is just so real. People don't understand the move of God in this season. They don't understand the strength that God will give you in this season. They don't understand the purpose that God will give you in this season. You just have to yield yourself to him. And my prayer every day when I wake up is, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Purge me. Scrub me clean with hyssop. And it just takes it. It encompasses every area of your life. It encompasses the changing of your mind. It encompasses how you even view worship. And Pastor Hamilton, I'm so thankful for your teaching on today. Many people are going to hear this, and many people need to hear about how to be a true worshiper. It's not about what you can receive from God materially. It's about you receiving Him Himself.
Oh, Jesus.
The fullness of God in you. That's what
Hallelujah.
Wants to give you. And when you've got that, everything else, Matthew 6:33, is going to be there. All you have to do is to seek Him. And so you're teaching on worship. You're teaching your testimony about how you have to quickly go back to a person and apologize because it'll mess up your spirit if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all
That's
are just doing a magnificent,
That's right. Ooh, yes.
a magnificent, fantastic job. And you blessed me. And, yes, you almost made me have a wreck on the freeway. I'm just telling you. I was worshiping with you. I was praising.
You
I was worshiping.
Blood,
Jesus.
Covered by the blood because you was listening to God's word. So He wasn't going to let you by accident. So thank you for tuning in. We
just
bless the Lord for you. Now, you know, we didn't even know she was waiting in the wing. We didn't know she was from Houston. So guess what? I had to give that testimony. Created me a clean heart. Huh?
That's right. Woo, come on.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Sister Tracy. That was encouraging.
We love you, Tracy. You know you're loved and appreciated.
I love you guys, too. Thank you very much.
All right.
Amen, amen. Is Sister T still on the line? My computer shut down, Pastor Hamilton, so you got to take it from
Sister T is still on the line.
Okay.
Sister T, would you like to respond today, Sister T? Okay, she's not answering.
Well. Pastor Hamilton, I'm going to let you go. I want to announce that those of you, you know, I saw Minister Billy Burns on the line. She hosts our Saturday segment at 5 a.m. on every Saturday morning. Her segment is titled They Overcame by the Blood of the Lamb and the Word of Their Testimony. And she has testimonies. So those of you that's on the East Coast, that's 8 in the morning, it's 5 here in California, and it's 7 in Houston, Texas. So if you have an opportunity, you rise up early on Saturday, go on and support our broadcast. It's the same call-in number as our show. She's under our umbrella, New Destiny Ministries. Amen. And also I want to put this out to you all. You know I'm moving back home, and I'm helping Pastor Blake. They're having a father-daughter talk conference on June 19th and 20th. And I'm asking, the registration is $35 for young ladies. I'm asking y'all to, those that will, make a sacrifice. If you're not able to come now, make a sacrifice and sponsor a young lady to go to that conference. We have so many young ladies with teen pregnancies out on the street doing some damnable thing. They don't have fathers in their home. They don't have role models. They don't have pastors. So we're trying to help our girls. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we need these conversations. These are the kind of conferences. We need to help our young women, to help our young men, to help our community. So if you all would kindly sponsor one lady, $35, sow that seed before May, so you have about 2 months, and I'll make sure that somebody, one of those young ladies in New Orleans, can attend that conference. I have asked the Lord to let me get 50 sponsors. And that means 50 people, maybe not 50 people, but 50 young ladies I'd like to see come to that conference where somebody else another area of the nation have sowed a seed where a young lady can attend this conference. I believe it's healthy. I believe they will benefit. Their self-esteem will be lifted, and they'll know that they don't have to validate themselves with these knucklehead boys. Okay, they can go ahead and pursue their education. They can go ahead and keep their virginity and wait on God give them a hug. Wait on God.
Hallelujah.
To give them a good job. They don't have to sell their bodies. Hallelujah.
Come
they don't have to
Come
sell
on.
Drugs. They don't have to be on alcohol. They don't have to twerk it and work it and all of that. our young girls are a disgrace, some of them.
Come on
and
now.
You all see it. You know I'm just not talking. So I'm asking all of my listeners, sponsor one girl. One girl.
Jesus.
And see how, I know God reward us for our sacrifices. Pastor Hamilton just finished talking about those four keys, sacrifice, relational.
Yes, yes.
What else he said, perceptual and material. So
we're not into
material things, but we have to train up these children. Because if we don't, the blood is going to be on our hands. The blood is going to be on our hands, people of God. So we just thank God we're going to let Pastor Hamilton make his announcements and what have you. And mark your calendars on March the 17th. They're doing a little celebration for me just to pay their respect for the work that I've done. I'm moving, so I have a lot on me. But that's all right. I'm looking to God because he is my source. Amen. So mark your calendars. That'll be on a Thursday, April the 17th. And Pastor Hamilton, Minister Democrat, and also Minister Billy Burns out of North Carolina, my girlfriend, has been hosting that segment for about a year and a half. So they'll be emceeing that particular segment. Amen. So God bless you all.
Amen.
Support Mother Charity. Support Sister Prophetess Darlene. Support Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Miracle. I didn't see her today. Give up my love. So we bless the Lord for you. Mother Charity, your line was open. I don't know if you was muted or what have you. But your line
Mother
was
Charity.
Here you all called me before. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. My phone had fallen down or something was wrong here. Yeah, right. But nevertheless, though, I praise the Lord for you all today, and I thank the Lord, amen, for Pastor Hamilton. I was listening at how he was talking about the way that God got order, praise the Lord, in his church and everything, and he does. God is not the author of confusion, not at all, and he wants his people, amen, hallelujah, to not be confused in the name of Jesus. And I know what you mean, Pastor Bernard. Amen. Because you know we can't just ramshot something and just go about doing whatever we want to do. You know, as people of God, God wants us to keep things right. Amen.
Amen.
People is watching our lives. We're Christian and all that, and they hear us talking about the Lord. But they are watching us. The Lord said we are living epistles, and we are seen and read by all men. People are looking at
you.
They ain't listening at what you got to say.
Come on now.
Really, all the time. And so for you to do that, that to show, you know, that the strength that's in you. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You didn't feel good about, that's why the Lord moved upon you to go back there and apologize to that sister. Yeah, right, praise the Lord, that lady or whoever she was. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But and you obeyed the Lord. So, see, that's not on your conscience now, because, see, on your way, that would have been worrying you. On your trip, you'd have been worried about, I should have did it. I should have did it.
Yes.
But, see, now that you do it, you're free. You got your free in your spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so,
amen.
Yes, right. And so God is good to us, and he want us to keep. As a matter of fact, the Lord tell you, if you got an ought against your brother or your sister, you just can't go and pray. He tell you to go.
Come on now.
Go back and offer your gift and get that straightened out, and then come back and offer your gift.
Come on now.
Your prayers ain't reaching up to the ceiling when you got
some
stuff all in you, and you know
you preach
it, and you just gonna pray anyhow. No, not you. You ain't going nowhere with God. You gonna have to get thing straightened out.
Straight, yes.
Lord, that's the way God has got this set up. So I just thank the Lord, amen, for God's righteousness and his righteous way. Praise the Lord, and when we adhere to the word of God, amen, then we'll be blessed in this life. So we've been praying for you too, Sister Bernard, because I felt your heaviness of heart, and
I called the Lord, called your name up before the Lord this morning.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord will give you strength and bless you today. So, Pastor Hamilton, amen. You've done
yes,
a good job. Amen. Glory to God. So y'all
thank you, ma'am.
For us as well, in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. Back to you, Pastor Hamilton. God bless you.
Well, we love you, Mother Charity. We thank God for you, and we thank God for everybody that's here. You know, as we were talking about that, I must share this because, you know, that testimony there is a principle. Like, this is something, and here's something, here's another free one for you. I don't care how holy you get. I don't care how much you get in the Word. I don't care how elevated you get. Your body, your flesh, the first reaction is sin. Hands down, if somebody kicks you, your first reaction will be to kick them back. But here goes that positioning. Here goes that willingness to die of self. You know, Christ said turn the other cheek. He told us to turn the other cheek so we didn't look at it from our cheek, but look at it from his cheek. We can take things when we understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So if someone does something to you in the flesh, it's going to hurt your flesh. But your spirit now understands that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in heavenly places, the instruments of wickedness. These spirits come on people, and that's why we end up having fights in the flesh, because it's not you I'm fighting, but the spirit that's in you. Now, for us, family, as we position ourselves to be conscious, to be aware, that's where we have time to make the decision. Oh, I don't go there no more. I made a mistake. I got to repent. See, we're supposed to be aware enough that we catch ourselves before we do it. But guess what? Here comes the accountability. Because once you do it, most of us will walk away and let it live. No, you must kill it. Leave no rock unturned. Leave no sin unforgiven. Leave no one unforgiven. And as Mother Charity shared with us, you can be blessed and you can have everything God says you can have. But in Mark 11, 21 through 26, at the end there, it tells you that if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. To say is that the what you do is not, it's not how you do it. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
Come on.
We must become honorable. We must become accountable. And we must go to another level. I thank God for each and every one of you today, this word today, this worship today. See, there was a heaviness when me and the Evangelist Bernard talked this morning. I could feel the tiredness in her. And then I could see, I know what she's going through. And God just said to me, he said, it's time for a recharge. Come on, even if we don't know it, go ahead, son, and plug it in, because worship is the power source.
Yes,
worship is the key to getting into an elevated position. And watch how it worked. All of us got a better. We started to worship, and everybody got excited about Jesus. We started to worship, and our pains went away. We started to worship, and our tiredness left. We went to worship, and the sickness was healed. It is our responsibility. I can't say it enough. We must step up. We must be responsible, and we must be accountable. So no longer will we do it, anything we talked about today, as a conscious Christian, we won't do it no more, because we are no longer in the dark. We have knowledge. We do not perish because we have knowledge. And we have a way to walk and live this life. According to whose will? God's will. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you today. We worship
thank
you today, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is moving in a miraculous way. Now, here's the next thing. We are all under the covering of New Destiny Ministries. We have all been blessed. We have all been given opportunity. We have all been prayed for. We have all been made family.
Yes,
now it's time for family to step up. The woman of God that has sown into our lives is about to make a move, not a personal move. She's not doing something to make it a vacation time. She's actually going into a worse war zone.
Oh, Jesus.
This is where family comes in. See, if we institute family more, we never have to worry about making the move or doing the next evangelistic tour or doing the next program, because we know family has family. What we just learned in the book of apostles is that we're supposed to bring it all in, that we're supposed to help one another, that we are supposed to rely on one another, that we're supposed to confess to one another. Well, right now is the time that we can show up. Evangelist Bernard is doing a work of God. She is following not her own desire, but the call of God on her life. She deserves us right now. She needs us right now, not because of her, but because we know God is working in her. So don't give to God. Don't commit to God. Don't even obligate yourself to anybody but to God. This is where we come and we give offering to God that will help her do what God told her to do.
Thank you.
Now, I know as I'm speaking, he's confirming in your spirit right now. Well, that's what he's trying to say. It's time for us to come together as family. Let's invite people. Let's let people know. This needs to be the most biggest celebration that New Destiny, P2P, your ministry, his ministry, and everybody else's ministry has been a part of. Why? Because it's for family.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
She is not alone, and we have to let her know she is not alone.
Thank you, God.
That she's not moving by herself. That she's not finna go start ministering by herself, but she is getting ready to go, and we're going with her. We support her. We support her mission. We support her vision. We support her ministry. And now we're going to come together, and we're going to show our support through our finances, through our prayers, through our covenant. Don't let her go alone. Covenant. Covenant that she can rely on us. Covenant that is not over after the 17th. Covenant that we are going to go the long road with her.
Thank you, Jesus.
So don't just obligate a dollar. Don't just obligate a prayer. Obligate a covenant. We are looking for covenant in this thing. We must covenant with her because she's going home. Now, we know how hard it was for God to preach at home. How much harder is it going to be for her?
Thank you, Jesus.
So on the 17th, we're going to be putting the fire out here, and we need to publicize this thing. I need everybody in this family, whether on the line, whether you got to call them, whether we got to remind them, we need to pull all forces out on this. No compromise. Don't take this lightly. Do not take this lightly. Do not take this lightly. This is serious kingdom building business. This ain't for her. We're not trying to buy her no car. We're not trying to buy her no clothes. We're not trying to do anything for her. But we're trying to provide for her that she can do what God said without no worry. No lack. Come on, say that with me right now. No lack. No lack.
No lack.
But it's up to us. God has already done it. It's up to us to activate it through our sacrifice. Come on, let's do this. I know I love her. I know you love her. Come on, let's make some other people aware of how much we love her. Let's invite some people. Let's acknowledge her to other people. And let's let people know she has a business going on. They may need blog talk. They may need consulting. Let's help her grow her business. Let's help her grow her ministry. Let's help her grow her kingdom for God here on earth.
That's it.
Now, P2P is growing also. Amen. God is moving in a miraculous way. We have also learned from Evangelist Bernard how to do a blog talk. We are now going to be launching the Now Network. It's something I haven't seen done before, but we're going to take 3 hours every night from 7 to 10. And we're going to fill it with different shows, different informational, different ways of helping our community to become better. When? Right now. But not only the community of Houston, Texas, but the community of this nation. Any state you're in, we're available. If God has put something on your heart that is relevant to building up people, give us a call. If you have a desire to do a 30-minute, an hour show, let me know. We are joining in covenant with family members that we can now give you an opportunity to help us help people.
All right. That's wonderful.
We can do it, though. We can do it. That's Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll also be doing an on-site show on the weekends. We don't know what time it'll be. It will be off. It will be a random. And what we'll do is we may be at a outreach. We'll have our blog talk on, having an on-site show. We're believing that God is going to turn this into a television network. But we're going to start from the bottom and build our way to the top.
Come on.
But we already see it in the spirit where God has taken us. So join us. If you're bored, don't have something to do, come and get provoked. Come get informed. But this is a place for refreshing, renewal, and restore of your busy day. Of maybe trials and tribulations you went through. Come and visit with us, and we'll be there for you. So we thank God for his opportunity to give us the avenue.
Give them your call-in number, Pastor Hamilton.
Our call-in number, wait a minute, let me get to it. As a matter of fact, if you don't mind, I have a flyer on my Facebook page. I will be posting that everywhere. It has all the pertinent information. And then on our next broadcast, I'll have all that stuff in front of me where I could give that information out. But it is available on Facebook right now.
Okay. So we just like to give them that information so next time you can have that available.
No. I'm going to go ahead and be obedient. I'm going to be obedient. The call-in number is... Hold on, let me get there. I know I had it here. Pastor E is new at this. Pastor E is new at this, so I'm learning. So like I said, I will make that information available to everybody. The call-in number is – I got a flyer. I just can't find it. Oh, there we go. The call-in number is 646-595-4424. 646-595-4424, and that is the Now Network, and we'll be on Blog Talk from 7 p.m. Central to 10 p.m. Central, and that is prime time scheduling Monday through Friday, and we invite everybody to contact us with ideas, come in and support us, and let's just watch God do an awesome thing. We're excited because we know he's taking us to another level.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank God for you. And we just want to end today in prayer. We just want to give God the honor and the glory. We have 6 minutes left, so I'm going to pray for us a little bit, and then I'll end us out with a worship song, and we'll just get ready to expect an awesome thing, an awesome move from God. Now, we did tell you about Minister Burns' show tomorrow, but also, if you just want to get into a corporate prayer with New Destiny Ministries, on Sundays, it's 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, and 10 o'clock Eastern. We have an intercessory prayer line going on there where we just pray. We want to get in the presence to go to church and be ready to expect God. So join on Sundays for that prayer line. It is dynamic. I'm not there every Sunday, but when I can make it, I am there, and I tell you, I'm blessed every time.
All right.
Well, Heavenly Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. Lord, we thank you for your testimony. And we thank you for the lessons that came from your testimony. But, Lord, we thank you most of all, just because. We thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do, but most of all, what you're doing right now. That as we receive you now, you move now. That as we speak you now, you we hear you now.
Yes.
And that, Lord, we can do you now exactly as you've called us to do. Lord, we pray for all sickness to be healed immediately right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for all lack to be removed right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for all chaos and things that are not in line with your will to be removed out of the men and women's lives. In order. And Lord, we know that you told us, Lord, that anything we do, we must do it in love. So Lord, we remove these things in love. We call order out in our lives, in our relationships, and in our ministries. We call peace in our families. We call discipline through our children. It all comes down to one thing, Lord. We pray for complete order in you. We cry out, not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Have a blessed weekend, everyone.
Come on, everybody, let's worship Him. Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within. Send the refreshing love.